Well, today there are runoff primary elections in the state of Texas, Alabama, and in the state of Maine. So please, please, please get out and vote today. And don't forget your masks and to social distance as well. And if you're not registered, go to our Forever First Lady Michelle Obama's Voter Initiative website. It's called whenweallvote.org. That's whenweallvote.org. Take the next step to make your voice heard, okay? Please get out and vote today.
I'm telling you, Shirley.
Consider this practice for November, okay?
Dress rehearsal, because yes. November, we are not playing with y'all. We are not.
Right. All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. All right.
Oh, let's say it. Tommy's out. Okay. Buckle up. Hold on tight. It's today's Strawberry Letter. I did good.
Thank you, my girl, Carla. Yes, you did. As always, subject, at least my fiance is honest. All right. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm getting married soon and I need your advice. My fiance and I met less than a year ago and we quickly fell in love. Within 6 months, he proposed. I called up my bestie and asked her to be my maid of honor. My bestie got married last year and she moved to another state. We've been friends since we were 5 and she was dying to meet my fiance. 2 weeks ago, she came to town and I decided to throw a small dinner party and I invited everyone that's going to be in the wedding. We were all drinking, talking, and having a good time, but I could sense a weird vibe with my best friend. I pulled her to the side to see if she was all right, and she said she's concerned that I'm moving too fast and I don't really know my fiancé. I promised her that my fiancé and I would get premarital counseling. The next day, I dropped her off at the airport, and she was still unusually quiet. My heart sank, and I could sense that something was wrong with her. She got home and she called me. She told me that she doesn't like my fiance and he made her very uncomfortable, staring at her and moaning whenever she passed by him. She said he told her that she was gorgeous and he asked her if her hair curls up when it's wet. She accused him of flirting with her all night. I was preoccupied with being a good hostess, so I missed it all. I asked my fiancé about it, and he admitted that my best friend is beautiful and that she's got a great body. He said as a man, he complimented her. That was not the response I was looking for, but I'm relieved that he's such an honest person. My bestie said she won't be in my wedding, so this has ruined our friendship. Is there any way for me to fix this? Wow. That's what you don't need to fix, okay? You don't have to fix anything as far as that's concerned. You do have to fix your relationship with your best friend, though. And I think you need to rethink this relationship with your so-called man, with your fiancé. You don't even really know him. You haven't been with him long enough to really know him. And your best friend, who's been your bestie forever... I'm really glad that she was brave enough to tell you about him, because he wouldn't have. I don't care how honest you think he is. He wouldn't have told you if you hadn't busted him out. So much for him being honest. He's not honest. He just got caught. That's all. He did all of this behind your back. Yeah, you were preoccupied and all of that, you say. And that's another thing. You say you were preoccupied with the party. You should have been keeping an eye on your man and, you know, all of that, too, because you don't really know him. I'm rolling my eyes right now. I'm just rolling my eyes. You should be thanking your best friend for trying to stop you from marrying this dude. You got it wrong this time, I think, as a friend. What you need to do is talk to your bestie, beg her forgiveness, and, you know, put your so-called fiance on ice. I mean, would you really be able to trust him around any other beautiful women? Because that's why he said he did it. I don't care if he admitted it. He got busted. If you didn't call him out, he would not have admitted that to you. And how many other of your friends would he be doing, trying to do or saying things like that behind your back? You don't know this guy. You don't know him. So my advice to you is just to leave this alone. Okay. You need to get to know this guy. And from what we see right now, it's not good. Steve.
Well, at least my fiance is honest. Well, let's just think about that. At least he honest.
Right.
That's what you left with.
Right.
At least he honest. Wait a minute. So we're going to overlook everything else and go with that one statement, at least he honest. I'm going to tell you what I think happened. So you call up your girl. Now, you met this guy less than a year ago, fell in love. 6 months he proposed. Call your girl up. Been friends since you were five. Ask her to be the maid of honor. A couple weeks ago, you invite everybody that's going to be in the wedding out for a dinner. Y'all laughing, drinking, talking. But you could sense a weird vibe with your best friend. Now, I don't know if this was in at the beginning, in the middle, or towards the end, but I think it was somewhere in the middle. I pulled her aside to see if she was all right. She says she's concerned that I'm moving too fast and I don't really know my fiance. And she is right. I don't care who you are. You don't know nobody inside of a year. You don't know nobody inside of a year. I don't care how much in love you are. You can't know a person inside of a year. I don't care if y'all in COVID together. You're not going to know a person because you don't know how he act on a social basis, even if y'all shacking up together in COVID. So you have met it, so. And then we'll get into what I think happened
okay.
at the rehearsal.
Ooh, okay. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, at least my fiancé is honest.
We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, at least my fiancé is honest.
Well, you know, when you open it with at least he honest, and you're willing to ignore what he's honest about, and Shirley's absolutely correct. We're going to get to that in a second, but you ask your girl to be your maid of honor. You'd met dating this dude less than a year. He proposed. You invite everybody in the wedding to go to dinner one night. Y'all out drinking, talking, having a good time. But you could see something was wrong with your girl. So you pull her to the side, see if she was all right. She was concerned, she concerned that you're moving too fast and you don't really know your fiance. Mm-hmm. So then you promised your fiance, front promised her that you and your fiance would get premarital counseling. The next day you dropped off at the airport, she was still unusually quiet. My heart sank and I could sense something was wrong. She got home, called me, and here's the deal. Told me she doesn't like my fiance and he made her very uncomfortable, staring at her and moaning whenever she passed by him. She said he told her that she was gorgeous and he asked her if her hair curls up when it get wet.
Wait, Steve, wait. Now you're going to deprive us of moaning? Come on.
No, I'm finna show you how this works.
Okay.
And she accused him of flirting with her all night. Now, it went deeper than this. Uh-huh. This is the part she telling you. But see, you thinking it ain't nothing, but this what happened, though. Staring at her.
Mm-hmm. 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 He mumbled
louder, Steve.
All right now. Good God almighty. Look at this thing on this thing.
Craziness. Yeah.
And then moaning whenever she passed by. That's but he didn't moan under his breath. He meant,
That loud?
Ow. The cameo, Larry Blackman.
But his fiance was preoccupied.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She over there hosting.
Uh-huh. Right. Working. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
He doing all this here.
That's too much.
Oh, he's slurping. Oh, I'm telling you, this dude made this woman real uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at him. I know that's right. God, I can't believe I'm marrying her.
Now,
the next day, she got home. She upset, told him all this. Said he made, said she was gorgeous. Then he asked her if her hair curls up when it's wet.
How
tight your hair get? Oh, I bet it's tight.
Oh.
See, he went, she's not telling you everything he said.
Yeah.
She's just trying to give you the gist of it. But he was nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Your boy said some stuff to her, made this girl totally uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She accused him of flirting with her all night. This is all night. Mm-hmm. From time he saw her, you picked up at the airport, to he all night. So, you was preoccupied. So I asked my fiance about it. He admitted that my best friend is beautiful and she got a great body. What, he said that?
Yeah.
And man, lived. Your girl beautiful and she got a great body. Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm. He said he, as a man, he complimented her. Wait, hold up, dog. That ain't your job at the dinner party.
Right.
To compliment her best friend.
Right.
That ain't your job, partner.
And
if you think it is, no, I mean, you know, just as a man, I complimented her. No, dog. That ain't your job. Your fiance is your new job.
Thank you.
Compliment her.
Right.
Make a fuss over her. Mm-hmm. You making a fuss over a friend that didn't even fool with your fiance because you was flirting with this other girl all night.
Right.
That was not the response I was looking for. Well, that's the one you got. And you know why? Because he's stupid. Uh-huh. But I'm relieved that he's such an honest person. What, you looking for the bright, sunny moment in this dark mess?
Yeah.
You're trying to find something to extract from this moment that will make you feel good. Man, at least... I'm relieved that he's such an honest person. Shirley's right. The only reason he being honest is because he busted. Because your girl spilled the beans on him after she got home. And you went and you didn't just say how you feel. You told him everything she said he did. And he didn't deny none of it. Not none of it. He said that and some more. And the part you trying to dig out of, I was just relieved that he's such an honest person. Are you crazy?
Yeah, she is. Ooh, all right, Steve. Thank you. You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, some trending sports news. The Redskins announced yesterday that they're retiring finally the team's name.
The Washington. You can't call a Redskins shit.
Oh, well.
Washington team.
You're right. The team from Washington. You're absolutely right.
If you keep saying it, I'm going to have to label you as a bigot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank God we're changing the name. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.